Gun control or firearms regulation is a set of laws or policies that regulate the manufacture, sale, transfer, possession, modification, or use of firearms by civilians. In some countries, such as the United States, gun control may be legislated at either a federal level or a local state level. But we'll be talking about this and more on this episode of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 14th ever episode of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. I'm your host, Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. Before we get started, I do want to say sorry for this episode coming as late as it did. There was some issues going on with the podcasting software, and so I had to, you know, re-record the episode. But this episode is coming out today, so at least that's something. And before we get started, I do want to say that you all can become financial supporters of this show by going to anchor.fm/tolson/support. Again, that is anchor.fm/tolson/support. Now let's get into the verbal disclaimer. This episode of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist, is not for those without an open mind. From the title, you already know that this topic is something that many of you will not be able to listen to and understand the severity of. This episode covers the very controversial topic of gun control. Opinions stated in this episode are those of solely Jarius, not of Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Radio Public, Google, Apple, or anyone else. Viewer discretion is advised. A very important issue in the upcoming election is gun control. Each and every person in this race has had different opinions on how to handle this. Here's what Republican incumbent Donald Trump had to say on gun control after the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
I will tell you, background checks. I've called many senators last night, many congressmen, and Jeff and Pam and everybody in this room. I can tell you, Curtis, they're into doing background checks that they wouldn't be thinking about maybe 2 weeks ago. We're going to do strong background checks. We're going to work on getting the age up to 21 instead of 18. We're getting rid of the bump stocks. And we're going to be focusing very strongly on mental health, because here's a case of mental health. Part of the problem is we used to have mental institutions, and I said this yesterday. We had a mental institution where you take a sicko like this guy. He was a sick guy. So many signs. And you'd bring him to a mental health institution. Those institutions are largely closed because communities didn't want them. Communities didn't want to spend the money for them. So you don't have any intermediate ground. You can't put him in jail because he hadn't done anything yet, but you know he's going to do something.
And here's what Democratic nominee and former Vice President Joe Biden had to say on gun control.
Well, two things. You may remember that the only guy that's ever beaten the NRA is me. And the crime bill, for real. I'm the guy that led the effort to get the Brady bill passed, which had the background checks. That wasn't in the crime bill, but that was before that. Number one, we expanded the background checks as well. And I also was able to get past an assault weapons ban, as well as a limitation of the number of bullets that could be in a magazine. That is, how many bullets you could fire at one time from a weapon. There is no threat to the Second Amendment by telling people there are certain weapons they cannot own. There is no rationale to own a military-style weapon, an AR-15, that if you're a hunter and you need an AR-15, you shouldn't be out there hunting. If you need 100 rounds in your clip, then you're a danger to yourself.
These two men, who are both on different sides of the political spectrum, both seem to agree that gun laws need to be stricter. So what's the problem? The problem is and has always been politics. Currently, there are over 395 bills from the House of Representatives sitting on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's desk. Leader McConnell could bring up legislation to lower health care costs, protect pensions, and address gun violence. But instead, he refuses to take up important bipartisan bills that help hardworking American families. But he's not the only one failing to take action. While Donald Trump has said he wants to take action, he has done very little and maybe even some bad. In 2017, Trump signed a bill into law rolling back an Obama-era regulation that made it harder for people with mental illnesses to purchase guns. In 2019, 2 days before the House passed sweeping gun legislation that would require universal background checks for most gun purchases or transfers, Trump threatened a presidential veto on the legislation if it had passed Congress. Donald Trump's words cannot be trusted. He has back and forth positions on the effectiveness of background checks, contradictions on the assault weapons bans, walks back views on raising the age limit for buying guns. He's reconsidering the right to bear arms and has caused confusion on arming teachers. What has this country come to where we can't even decide on how to protect each other? It shouldn't be a controversial statement to say that people with hard-hitting mental illnesses don't need guns. It shouldn't be a controversial topic to say that people, you don't need a gun that can mow down a room of 50 people in less than 2 minutes. It shouldn't be a controversial statement to say that if you need more than 30 bullets to shoot one intruder in your home, that you don't need a gun because you can't aim. It shouldn't be a controversial topic about how to save each other's lives. Now, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for this November, but I am going to tell you to vote with your heart, because it's no longer about voting for who's best or who's the better candidate or who you side with everything on. It's about voting about the lesser of two evils. And right now, that's Donald Trump or Joe Biden, and possibly even Kanye West. You can go to whenweallvote.org or vote.org to register to vote or check your registration status. And thank you all for listening to Jerry's Unofficial Therapist.